are back. We're almost back. There we go. We're back.
Yeah. Got to get my headset on here. Yeah, this is Bill Ruff speaking along with Eric Ruff. Tech Radio bringing you CIF, that's California Interscholastic Federation Football Division II here in San Diego. The Vista Panthers visiting the Lincoln
Hornets,
and Lincoln's ahead 14-0. Here are the stats for Lincoln. They had a total rushing 11 carries, 94 yards with one touchdown. Passing, they were 6 out of 11 for 83 yards for a total of 176 yards. Pretty good. They had 4 first downs, and they punted twice. 9 penalties for 60 yards. Now, I counted that. There was a penalty there at the end of the half. We don't know what it was going to be, so I just gave it 5 yards, but 9 for 60. For Vista, 30 carries for 126 yards net, which isn't too bad. They passed once, completed none. Again, I don't know how you, unless you have a devastating 300 or 400 yard a game, rushing game, I don't know how you can win without passing more.
Well, here's the interesting thing, too. First quarter, Vista had about 120 yards, and Lincoln had a net 2 yards for the first quarter.
Yeah, and it's worse than that. The Vista had no first downs in the second quarter. They led in first downs 8-4. But all those 8 were in the first couple of possessions.
Yeah.
And they had 5 penalties for a total of 35 yards. So
the game started so well for Vista. Yeah. They were moving the ball at will and just had a couple penalties kill the first drive. And then the second drive, they couldn't get the first down. So they missed a field goal. And then they were moving the ball in the second quarter. They had a fumble that ended up being returned the other way for about 40 yards. And set up one of Lincoln's touchdowns.
Well, this has got, Lincoln has 14 points. Now, they average 43. So if this is the average that they do for tonight, they'll end up with 28, which is considerably below their average. However, their opponents average around 17 or 18. And this is not coming close to that right now. So a good effort in a lot of ways by Vista, but they just, every once in a while, they stub their toe and, one gets away, like that one, the great gain where the ball came loose and popped up in the air. And then the guy lateraled it.
Yeah.
Can't even talk tonight. That's one of these freak plays, but there have been too many of those this year for Vista. And they say the good teams find a way to win. Sometimes teams that are not terribly good find a way to lose. I hate to say it, but to some extent that sort of describes Vista this year. They only have 9 seniors, so we can look and a good junior varsity, so we can look forward to something better.
Yeah, I mean, they've been playing a lot of sophomores, too. So, in theory...
I think we're still going here.
Yeah, we are. You just bumped the cord. The cord's going bad. We need to buy a new one.
Okay, I'll look for that.
But, you think, okay, there's a lot of youth on this team. And in the next year or two, they should be really good. Next year, they get Davies back for his third year as quarterback. So you'd think he would develop further.
Well, they got to let him pass. Only tried one. Only tried one in the first quarter. And like that last possession that Vista had, they had first and 10 on their 28. And it was time to score. And they tried a running play for 1 yard, another running play for -4, and another running play for no gain. I don't understand that.
Yeah, that's where if you're down running out of time, you got to try throwing the ball.
Well, I assume the other teams can look at the stats the way I did when I added them up and saw that this averages something like four completions. And a couple of games, they didn't complete any. Vista team is out there warming up. And on the other side, looking a little more relaxed, the Hornets in their green uniforms with white helmets.
Yep. And this is another one of those stadiums with a really small press box. Yeah, Where we're calling it a press box is a misnomer because there's no room for any press.
Not really. Well, we could have gone up on top of it, I guess, but...
No thanks.
Yeah, no thanks for me either. We've done that.
We have.
I remember doing it. Was it...
Oceanside. That was the last time.
Wasn't it also once at Torrey Pines?
No, we were in the press box at Torrey Pines.
No, I thought one time we were there, up top side. Anyway. And 12 minutes on the clock for third quarter.
Vista will be kicking off.
I'll take this first possession, see what happens. How about that? Good field. It's that's artificial, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I don't think we've seen any natural grass stadium.
That's
a long time.
It's been a while.
I think it must be maybe not 10 years, but close to 10 years since Vista put one in. And of course, their new stadium is in their second year. This isn't too bad a stadium, except there's not much seating for the visitors, and we just told you what we thought of the press box. I wish they'd get the scoreboard fixed.
Yeah.
This is going to kick off here. Time for me to bring up my binoculars. All right.
DeJesus out to kick off.
He's back is number 20. And I can't see the number of the other one to receive. And the kickoff is there. Oh, it's very, very short.
Pooch kick.
Kind of a pooch. But that's not going to work to the advantage of the Vista.
Yeah, the idea was kick it over the first line to maybe have one of your guys go up there and get the ball.
Well, that gives the Hornets the ball at their 34. Yeah, 34. Hornets leading 14-0. Number six, and I forgot his name again, Eric. Help me out.
Hartzog.
Hartzog. Okay, Hartzog. Shotgun formation.
Ball's down!
Ball is on the
half.
Wow, there is a big break for
Vista gets their first big break of the game, getting the ball at the 33-yard line of Lincoln. And all of a sudden, they can make this a game if they can go down and get a touchdown.
Well, if I were the coordinator, I'd call a pass right here.
Play action.
So the ball at the 34. Vista getting a great break. There's up the middle, and is that, I can't see who it is, but he's got a big gain up the middle.
A gain of about 7, maybe 8.
Was that Theoloy, 31?
I believe so. Yep.
Second and 2, and the ball is at the 25-yard line, the Hornets 25-yard line. It's a must score on this one. There's
Stormo.
A Stormo right and back over tackle.
At the 17, first down Panthers.
That's about, I'd say, a 7-yard gain.
Sounds about right.
And a first down. Ball at the 16. Vista. There's a handoff to Stormo, and he's going to get at most about a yard.
Maybe 2.
And they haven't moved it yet. Are they going to say none?
No, they haven't moved the down marker yet.
Well, I guess we're going to give him a yard. This is second down. 9 yards to go. I formation now for the Panthers. There's Stormo to the right side.
Almost loses the ball. Oh, a little extracurricular stuff. Where's the flag?
Now there's a...
Whistle's blown, and they continue to throw Stormo back and then throw him to the ground, but no flag. A
couple yards on that. Maybe three?
No, two. It's going to be a third and seven.
Third and seven. Vista now with an opportunity they cannot let pass. And here again, now they come to third. It will be a pass. Oh, there's a flag.
Multiple flags, some on the near side, some on the far side. Completed pass inside the 10.
It was only about...
False start, Panthers.
Well, they do it to themselves, Eric.
Wow, that was... It was not a first down.
No, it was.
But it was close enough that they could have easily gotten a field goal. Now, relatively easily.
Well, this is the 11th game of the year, Eric. You're not supposed to have false starts.
Third and 12.
One running back. Going to be a pass. I think it's good, and that may be a first down.
No, it's about a yard short. Receiver number 18, Zach Spade. That's going to be fourth and a yard.
Well, we'll give him 11 yards on that. Looks like
they're resetting the football.
Well, it is the 9. Looks like it's a 9-yard line.
At about the 8. So fourth down and 2.
And the clock is running now. This, of course, could get a field goal, but I think this is a wise move. One running back.
Cialoe is not going to get the first down. Ball's loose.
Oh,
Lincoln. This guy could go all the way if he can cut back inside, and he can't get away.
How in the world did that happen?
Cialoe was going for the first down, or was it Luzon?
Doesn't matter, because I'm going to put down a T for team.
Flag on the play, but I think it was after a change of possession.
45, down to the 45-yard line. That was about a 35-yard.
Penalty against... Wait a minute. A false start against Vista. Okay, I was going to say it was a procedure call against Lincoln, and it was declined. I don't think so. That wouldn't make sense.
So that goes back. And, Eric, why don't you go ahead and take this. Return back to the...
Vista 45. Boy, Vista so close again. And yeah, exactly. All right, three receivers left, one receiver right. Hartsock throwing to the right. Completed, gain of about 4. Second and 6 for the Hornets at the Vista. 41-yard line.
Hornets seem to be eager to pass tonight, Eric.
Pass the left flat, screen, and oh, what a tackle there. Was that number 38 or 30? Either way, we don't have him on our roster. But a nice
That's 30, yeah.
No 30 on the roster. Well, doesn't matter. It was a nice defensive play. Loss of about 3. Third and a long 9. Throwing his heart tug, almost intercepted there by Davies. And that's going to bring up a 4th down and almost 10 for that matter. And the Hornets, again, are looking like they're going to go for it. All right, back to pass. Throwing incomplete, but I think we get pass interference against Hall. That's going to be a 1st down for the Hornets. The pass was completely uncatchable. Hall hit him when he was up in the air, but the ball was about a yard over his head.
Will that be from the line of scrimmage?
Yeah, it'll be 15 yards. The 1st down, Lincoln.
We're in the 3rd quarter. Lincoln is leading the Panthers 14-0. 7:26 remaining in the 3rd quarter.
That takes the ball all the way down to the 30. So 1st and 10, Lincoln at the Vista 30 after the gift of a 1st down. All right, there's no question that Hall hit him before the ball got there, but the ball was well over his head. Two receivers right, 2 left. Hartzog in the shotgun. Man in motion to the near side now. Rolling to the right is Hartzog. Looking, throwing deep into the end zone. Incomplete. Pass interference in the end zone. Again against Hall. Flag further upfield as well. Holding against Lincoln, pass interference against Vista, penalties offset, replay 1st down. 7:20. Now, you know, as quickly as that first quarter went, this quarter is just dragging on.
Well, there were a total of 14 penalties in the first half. We've already had a couple here.
All right, 3 receivers right, 1 to the left. Hartzog under shot, in the shotgun. 1 back in the backfield next to him. Sims gets the ball, breaks through the middle, gets some room, and he's gone. Touchdown, Lincoln. No flags.
What line?
35.
35. And that, which, I'm sorry, I didn't get
Sims, this. Number 2.
Number 2.
And that, you hate to say, could be the ball game. 20-0, Lincoln over the Panthers. And there's a little confusion as to who's supposed to be out there for the Hornets to block.
Left-footed kicker.
Flag. Substitution violation. Saw that one coming. Against Vista.
Was it against Vista?
That doesn't make sense. The Panthers didn't have anybody going in and out. The Hornets are the one with the late addition to the play. Be that as it may, we're still lining up for the extra point. Snap. The kick is up, and it is no good. Kicker thought he made it.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it was high enough, and I think it was to the right, or am I wrong?
The players all thought it, you know, honestly, I thought it went over the bar.
Well, if it did, it didn't do it by much.
No, it didn't.
No, I'm sorry. Well, what it looked like to me that it was perhaps high enough to go over the bar, but it was to the right. Well, the officials were right down.
I know. I think they thought it went under, and it really went over. That's what if there's a replay and they call that, I think they give them the point. Because, I mean, every single player on the Hornets team is like, that was good. That was good. The kicker went up to the official thing. What are you talking about? That went above the bar and between the uprights.
Number 26. I have 26 is Michael Layama.
Yeah.
He's on the trainer's table.
Yeah, it looks like a leg cramp.
Well, we have trousers on. He doesn't. I mean, down lower leg. And it is fairly chilly, although I'm not real uncomfortable.
All right, here's the kickoff. Deepest kick of the night. Taken by Hall. Out to the 30-yard line. So Vista, this really has to be seen as do or die. Score or this one's over.
Well, what I hope doesn't happen is that there's kind of a collapse and there are a couple of more cheap touchdowns maybe by
Lincoln.
The Hornets.
I
don't want to.
All right, Davies under center. Fakes the handoff. He's going to take it on the right side. Gets out over the edge and gains around the 39, so a gain of about 9. So it'll be second and 1. Nice run there by Davies. You know, I'll tell you what, he's looked a lot better running the ball recently.
Yeah. You know, of course, he gives up a lot of yards if he's sacked, but that's not really his fault. Here'd be a good spot, I think, for a pass, but we'll find out.
Pitch. And it is Stormall going around the left side. He's got some room down the left side, driven out of bounds at the 41 or 42 of Lincoln. They're going to mark it at the 42. First down, Panthers there. So again, Vista's moving the ball. They've gotten a fair amount of yardage tonight, but they've just not been able to score. Turnovers and penalties have really stopped the Panthers.
That was Hall, was it?
No, Sormo. All right.
First down.
Handoff. Cialoi off the right tackle, and he goes down to about the 31. First down, Panthers. 10 yards for Cialoi.
That's 3 first downs for Vista in this second half.
All right, wing T, wing to the right, one receiver to the right. Davies under center, adds up to Stormo, trying to go off left guard. Gets down to about the 25.
Stormo missed a couple of games.
Yeah, broken hand or something
and,
like that.
He's done rolling. Been back.
6 yard gain there for the Panthers.
Oh, I'd say more like 7.
Well, they were at the 31, just inside.
Well,
the
I'm just
20.
Going by the
that marker's not particularly accurate. Back to pass. Davies looking to the end zone. This is going to be intercepted. And this is going to be returned up the right sideline and out of bounds. Get a flag after the play.
Well, when I said they should
throw more,
that isn't exactly what I had in mind.
I have a feeling that's going to be a holding penalty against Lincoln. First, the foul against Lincoln. Well, that one there, you really have to say there's a little miscommunication because Davies went deep into the end zone. The receiver kind of almost like he was ready to cut out a little bit.
Did they mark off?
No, they have not marked off the penalty yet. They're marking it off now. half the distance to the goal, down to about the 10, maybe the 9. 10. So, Vista, again, turnover.
Yep.
I literally, it has not been a matter of Lincoln stopping Vista as much as Vista stopping himself. Miscommunication there between Davies and his receiver. The receiver was not where Davies was expecting him to be. And the only two people back there to make the catch were wearing green jerseys.
Yeah, he was wide open.
Exactly. The DB was wide open. He had the perfect position on the ball.
Well, we have 5:55 remaining in the third quarter. Vista's in a hole, 20 to nothing. Lincoln Hornets ahead.
Five receiver set this time. Now Sims goes back into the backfield. He takes the handoff, and he's going to get buried at the 11. So gain of a yard, and that's it. So at the end of the day, when you look at the stats of this whole game, this is not going to look like they were blown out of the game, but the scoreboard shows something else.
Well, right, but they're also going to show that they just don't have a passing attack. And, you know, when you get the ball with a few seconds to go, you just can't have three straight running plays. They did end the first.
Pass the left flat. And the running back, or the receiver, excuse me, breaks around the corner and gets the first down for the Hornets.
I think that's about 13 yards, but it's hard to tell where I am.
Let's see. They were at the 11. They're up to the 25. About
14. Well, I was closer. You know, my stats are unofficial.
Yes, as we have noted many times
yes.
over the last 17 years. All right. Hartzog in the shotgun. Three receivers right, one to the left. Looking right, looking. Throws over the middle. Incomplete. Nice defensive play there by number 25 for the Panthers, Makee Taylor. He hit the receiver and jarred the ball loose. Second and 10 for the Hornets. And when was the last time the Vista had a defensive touchdown?
Well, I don't know.
It's been a while. They used to get those fairly often, but not so much recently. Hartzog takes a step, hands up to Sims. Sims up the middle. He could go. He's at the 50, 40. He's gone. And I don't see any flags on that field. This one's going to stand.
Is that 75 yards? Was that Sims again?
Yeah. Well,
their average yards per carry is very high.
Yeah, it's staggering. They've had a number of big runs. Well, 26 to nothing. Extra point here makes it 27 to nothing. With 4:55 remaining in the third quarter. And I think at this point, Vista has what air was left in that balloon has been deflated, and they're going for two. Hartzog looking to the end zone, throws incomplete, tipped by Tawa.
So with 4 minutes, 55 seconds remaining in this third quarter, Vista falls behind further, 26 to nothing. Now, they may not be able to come back from this deficit to win, but it'd be nice to see him come back and score a couple of times. They just, this team just has some potential, but there's no margin for error on a team that, for instance, doesn't have hardly any passing attack whatsoever, and they make a lot of mistakes. So we'll see. Next year, they lose only 9 seniors.
And they keep the starting quarterback. So if there's ever a season where they are set up,
well, who will be their running back?
Well, how many of these guys are seniors?
Well, I'd have to dig out my complete. Actually, we've got a program in my case here.
Gotta think they've got some. All right, here
junior varsity was good this year, though.
Squib kick down the middle. It'll be taken by Hall at about the 15. Gets out over the 30 or at two. Let's see, right at about the 32. So first and 10 Panthers there. And at a certain point in this game, maybe you do go and bring in your running backs for next year. Start getting them some game experience.
Don't count on it, Eric. Well, maybe at the very end.
That's what I'm thinking. Fourth quarter, you're down by 26 now. Hand off. Flores, right side. Breaks tackle. Out up over to midfield. Down to the 46-yard line. So that is David Flores. Nice run by the Panthers. So
was that, that was a first down run.
Yep. From the 32 of Vista down to the 46 of Lincoln.
That's 22 yards.
And again.
Number 22
yep.
ran for 22.
Vista moves the ball. Gets yardage. But can they get any points? Davies, hands off. Trap play. Luzon trying to get back to the line of scrimmage, but loses a yard. Vista just can't quite seem to get it together.
Second, oh, he...
Lost the yard.
Yeah.
Davies under center. One back behind him. He's back to pass. Going to be throwing. Incomplete. Looking for Luzon on the right side. Overthrew the play about 2 yards too far. And that's going to be third and 11 here.
Well, we're here in southeast San Diego. We look up and we see airplanes. Big ones.
I don't know about southeast. We're South San Diego. It's not that far east.
It's considered southeast.
Yeah, we're like, what, 2 miles from the ocean?
Nevertheless, Eric.
I don't really consider
remember,
that.
Remember, I was here long before you were.
Davies, oh, he's almost buried in the backfield as he goes back to pass, looking, and he's got nobody open. He's going to be spun around and lose about two.
I don't know. I think he's going to...
Well,
no gain on that one.
You might, well, yeah, about a no gain. He got close. Yeah, they're going to mark about a half yard off. So loss of a half a yard.
Clock's still running. We're under 3 minutes. Third quarter, 26-0.
Corner. Yeah, Tawa back out to punt. Ooh, nice kick by Tawa. Towering punt. Takes a Hornet bounce.
Down to about the 14.
15 is where they'll spot
15.
It. And it's starting to get colder here. It's starting to feel the air get a little chillier.
A little bit of a breeze, huh?
Just a slight breeze. And the air temperature just changed. About 8 or 9 degrees. All right. First down Hornets at their 15-yard line. 2:17. Are we still in the third quarter?
Yep. Be patient. We don't have any choice but to be patient, right?
Well, it's been a tough year, and this game kind of epitomized
it. Well, it's been a tough 6 years.
Yeah, has. All right, back to pass. Oh, we got a flag as the quarterback, Herzog, goes over the right side. He gets back to the line of scrimmage.
Maybe not. I think not quite.
But there's going to be a holding penalty, so that's going to go back.
You know, he's on the 14, so that'll be a 7-yard penalty.
Yeah, so I'll put it back at about the...
Eric, I'm surprised at you.
How so?
You haven't said one word about music tonight.
Yeah, well, Vista Records Radio on HighTechRadio.com and YouTube. There you go. The best in hard rock and heavy metal.
And if you enjoy jazz or big bands, you can come and listen to Spotlight on Jazz and the Big Bandstand. So this is first in. Oh, that's about first and 20, but that can't be. Well, anyway.
No, it's not. It's about first and 18.
Yeah, okay.
Heart Song, Hands Off, Inside. That looks like number 20 this time.
72 on the tackle, Eric.
That was number 20, DeJean Thomas. No gain, really. So second.
Number 20?
Yeah. Second and 18, Artsog in the shotgun. Back pass rolling to his left. He's got a man open. He's going deep downfield instead. Incomplete pass out of bounds.
All the way down to the 40.
Kelly was right there step by step with the receiver, and Kelly went up for the ball. The receiver has about 3 inches of height on Kelly, but even with that, he had no chance at that one as it was about 2 yards out of bounds. Third and 18. 26-0 Hornets. Panthers really don't want to give up the big play here for a first down. Hartsock back to pass, looking under pressure. He's going to scramble to his right, throw deep down. Oh, he's got a wide open. Hits him. It's number 20. He's inside the 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Hornets. Hold on. Penalty marker.
Oh, well, another flag got thrown. What?
Oh!
What's that signal?
Passing beyond the line of scrimmage. Loss of down.
So that is... ball was at the 15, was it not? So it would put it down to the 8 or so.
No, the ball was already at the 7.
Line of scrimmage was the 7?
Yeah.
I see.
Loss of down, so that makes it 4th down.
Well, they've got 3rd. That's lost. You're right, Eric.
So 4th down at their own 3-yard line.
Now, don't tell me they're going to go for this.
No, they're not. That would be unwise. We'll say that. Tawa's back to return. He's currently at the 36, although I think he should probably go back a few yards. Now he's up to the 38.
Less than a minute to go in this third quarter. This interminable.
Now Tower's going up even closer. I think that's a mistake. Now we get a penalty flag. Delay of game.
Oh, my.
I mean, now they're really in a tough spot because they don't have full distance to set the punter back. This is a blockable kick. Tower's at the 30.
Of course, there's also such a thing as running into the kicker.
High wobbler, and it'll go out of bounds at about the 30-yard line. They're going to mark it at 32.
Eric, I think I'll take it from here. I was going to take the beginning of the fourth quarter.
That's
We're almost there. 57.2 seconds. Vista, which, again, on a number of occasions has done pretty well, just then stubs their toe. And as a result, they have nothing. You know, you think they'd get about maybe 10 points by now?
The field position they've had and the amount of yards they've got, they should have at least 17 points.
32-yard line. There's
Flores.
Flores booms his way across the middle for, are they going to say 9 yards?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. I don't think this has run options much, like, you know, pass or run or hand off to the fullback and then.
Now they're saying it was 10 yards. They're giving him the first down.
Oh, okay. Let's change.
The chain gang, hate to say it, but I've been watching them all game long. Very unprofessional. I mean, I know they're just kids, but.
Well, usually they've been pretty good this year.
I thought. This crew, they're talking and laughing and dancing and not paying attention to the game. All right, that's the number one thing. When you got a chain gang, you need them to watch the game. They need to be watching the officials.
See, who is that? Number 20, I can't see, 25 came over to the. All right, here we go. It is going to be a pass. I can't see.
Complete.
Complete down to the
16-yard line.
So that's about, well, say, will you buy 7 yards, Eric?
About six.
Six, okay, second and four. Here again, this is starting.
Are they going to get the playoff before the end of the quarter? They're going to try. They do. And they really shouldn't have. Davies buried in the backfield, loss of about eight. They were going play action, and it just didn't work. I believe I see Coach Bolton down there for the basketball team.
Oh, I want to send him an email and find out when the first game is. I don't think they played their first game yet. Vista Basketball won 28 and lost just 5 last year. Have great talent coming back. So we are now 12 minutes away from the end of this first round CIF playoff game here, Division II, with Vista in a big hole, 26-0. And they played well, and then they played not well.
Yeah, it's
they've not been as overwhelmed on a yard-by-yard basis.
No.
On the other hand, well, that was 85 yards. Touchdown pass that was brought back.
Yeah, that
was lucky, but they've had some other ones that have gone against them.
Well, I don't think it was necessarily lucky that they had that one called back. I mean, the quarterback was beyond the line of scrimmage, so you know, it was an illegal pass. So
this guy passes Hartog. There he goes. Finally got his name. He passes pretty good, strong passes, and he's pretty much on the money. And that one pass by Vista was completed to the other guy in the end zone. All right, here we go. It is run around the right end, and that's Stormo.
Close to a first down, but maybe a yard shy.
Let's see. It is second and one, I think.
Third.
Oh, so, I'm sorry.
Fourth. Fourth and one. And they're going for it.
All right. Let's see what Vista can do. Right side.
They got it.
That was Stormo again.
First down.
Yeah, he got a couple.
He got about three. The first down, Panthers, first and goal at about the 9.
Well, this is it for Vista. They just absolutely have to score here. This is a matter of pride.
Yeah, I mean, this game's out of reach. I mean, there's only 11:40 remaining in the game. It's out of reach. But well, are they going to score and make this thing respectable?
Okay, first and goal. Run up the middle. And maybe
touchdown, Panthers!
And that was Cialoi.
Yep.
I think they were, what, about the
nine-yard
line? Well, finally, this is on the scoreboard. Favega, do I have his name right?
Favega Cialoy.
Favega Cialoy.
A.K.A. Vega.
9 yard?
Yep.
Finally, this is, gets on the board. 11-28.
Kick is good.
And it is now 26-7. Dare we say the comeback begins? I don't want to be too over... overdo it.
They finally scored. And out of all the yardage and deep field position, I mean, they had the ball inside the Lincoln 30 four or five times before they finally scored.
Well, if I'm a Panther, I'm going to say, look, we may not win this game, but I want another touchdown.
Oh, yeah. They want to score and make this thing respectable and kind of show, hey, we do belong here.
I'm looking, and am I wrong, or do we still not have, one pass completed for 6 yards in the second half. So the Panthers will be kicking off. The Lincoln Hornets will be receiving.
How much you want to bet it's a little pooch kick or a squib or an onside?
I would go for the end zone myself. The chances of getting that, I think you got a better chance of.
Yeah, we've seen Vista get these kicks have these kicks go their way a number of times over the years.
All right, both teams lined up, and we're off. The kick, and then you're right. And somebody was able to fall on it for the Hornets at about the...
Number 22, Lamont Williams, he dove for the ball like he was catching a pass, brought it in, and he went down. That's it, play over.
At the 40?
At the 40.
See, I don't know.
Well, you want to get the ball back.
Yeah, but now they've given it to him.
Yeah.
It's exceptionally good field position.
It's a tough one. If Williams drops that ball and Vista gets the ball at the Hornet 40, it's a totally different ball game. If they get down there, it's 26-14. Then you actually do have a shot.
Okay. Shotgun for the Hornets. Pass to the left. Complete. And that's going to be about
10 for 20. DeJean Thomas.
Are they going to give him the...
Yep.
First down. Now they're at midfield. Hornets moving from our right to our left. The green-clad Hornets. And it is a handoff to number two, Sims, around the right end. There's no contain over there.
First down. Gain of 12.
Two plays, two first downs.
So 22 yards and two plays.
All right, first and 10. In Vista territory now. We're coming up to 11 minutes to go in this ball game. You know, we might want to think about Lincoln versus San Marcos.
I'd pick San Marcos.
I would too.
Easily.
There's a handoff up the middle for
about four.
3 yards, four yards.
Yeah. I mean, Vista has moved the ball against
and
Lincoln.
Think that was 20, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I believe that was 20. It's hard for us to see because we're at a very low angle.
Yeah. But
you're right, that was 4 yards.
Vista has been able to move the ball against Lincoln the way they have against a few other teams. Yeah. I don't think Lincoln's got the
defense. This is going to be a pass. Long one.
Oh.
Too late. And are they going to call?
Oh, that was completely pass interference. Hall you just think? Hauled off.
I thought it was uncatchable, but...
Oh, there's no way to know because Hall hit him about 10 yards before the ball got there. I mean, that was when you have to call.
Here comes this little kid who's running around. Cute little kid. He's got his red vest on. Give him a little warm. Hi. All right.
Yeah, that's the third pass interference call against Hall tonight. And I can't remember the last time he had one in a game.
And that, of course, gives the Lincoln Hornets a first down. It's going to be another pass.
For the end zone.
Same thing.
Oh, they're calling it a touchdown. Horrible call. I'll tell you why. He caught the ball, but he was bobbling inbound and didn't gain possession, so he was out of bounds.
That was about on the 18-yard line, I think.
Yeah, that was a bad call. That was just a bad call. I was watching the ball. He was kind of shuffling it from one arm to the other, and the ball was in the air between his arms as he was flying out of bounds. So, yeah, not a good call, but it is what it is. It's a touchdown, 32-7. Lincoln going for two.
And they're in the shotgun. Herzog, number six. Going to look for someone to pass.
Oh, almost got buried in the backfield.
And
oh,
it's incomplete. Finally, he got away from a rusher and threw it, but it was not a real good pass. He did his best.
It hit Chapman in the hands, but Chapman just couldn't bring it in. So no good on that point. It's 32-7 for the Hornets. Tell you what, I'm getting hungry.
Strangely enough, so am I.
I'm sure we won't have a hard time finding some place to eat.
No.
All right.
Okay, Hall is back to receive. I'm going to take this next possession, Eric, and then we'll turn it over to you.
That'll work.
It is a 25-point deficit, so we don't expect that's a three or four. That's a four, even with two-point conversions. That's a four-score lead.
Yep. And not enough time to get that.
But there's enough time to come down and score again and give yourself a bit of a good feeling against a very good team. And it is Hall picks it up past the 30 and about the 32 or 3.
Nope, that was that. You're 26 or 27.
26 or 27. I can't see. There are too many people in front of these things. That's my excuse.
And
but
you're
it's
sticking
true.
To it. That, yeah. That's
well,
my
yeah.
story, and I'm sticking
I'm
to
sticking
it.
To, but it's true.
It's just like Michael Kelso.
See, that's 27-yard line. Not horrible field position.
No, pretty decent. I mean, to start a drive.
Let's see what the Panthers can do with this. One running back. And keeps it. Oh, right side. Big gain down the right sideline is Davies. And, whoa. Well, one thing, Eric, that side, the chain gang guy didn't put that marker down on the ground fast enough. And that's one problem when you have those guys right by the sidelines.
Yeah.
No penalty?
No penalty. Yeah, that's another one there really should have been. It is kind of
there might have been a couple of
extracurricular stuff after the play. Yeah, you know, Davies gets knocked out of bounds, and then the Hornets
well,
keep on playing.
They're talking it over, Eric.
Now one of the Hornets came up with a football. Are they saying that he was still in bounds?
It didn't look like it to me, but I got such a.
And they tweaked the chain mark again. Personal foul against
Against the Hornets.
Against the Hornets. Didn't see the flag, but yeah. That was just...
Was that at the, that was the end of the, at the end of the play, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
So, we can give Davies 10 yards on that on the first down, and then a penalty. Is that going to be... Well, what is it going to be? They haven't marked off yet.
They're spotting it at the 39, which is where Davies went out of bounds anyway. I don't know why they're spotting it from an early...
Well, they showed it was a penalty.
Yeah, they marked it off from back at the 20, though, which didn't make any sense.
So it ends up being about 3-yard penalty.
Yeah, it just that makes no sense. And the penalty occurred, and it's a personal foul. It's supposed to happen. It's supposed to be marked off from the end of the play.
I think that's the 38, but anyway. First down, Vista. And run right side.
Kawa,
nice run there.
Up to midfield.
Ran to his right, cut upfield.
First down, Panthers.
Typical old single wing type play. About 12 yards, is that?
No, 11.
11. All right, here again, Vista starts moving the ball. Let's hope that they don't...
The down marker, guys, just not paying attention to the game at all. It's a second down when it's really first.
And that's going to be a short gain, if that,
no,
by
loss,
Davies.
Loss of a yard.
Short loss? You're right. With a bad angle and all the people lying along the sideline, it is tough. 9 minutes to go in this game. Vista trying to make it look a little more respectable. Second down. And again, to the right side.
Kelly.
Nice run by Kelly, number 34. And he gets
about 13.
Oh, nice. 34. Is that it? That's his first
carry of the game.
Wow. Again, similar play to one a moment ago. Handoff, run to the right, cut up field over tackle. First down. Just a threatening. There's a handoff. That was kind of a late handoff, wasn't it?
Yeah, the down marker kid, he still had it listed as third down.
Now I didn't see who got that one.
I believe it was, I don't know. Thought it was Stormo, but I'm not sure.
So that's
Kelly.
All right. Kelly running a left side. Oh, he's got to get away. And down, that's well more than the first down.
Oh, yeah, he's down around the 20-yard line. Oh, and he comes up limping. Two big runs, and he's now limping.
What would you call that, 15 yards more? Was that Kelly again?
Yeah, he's still limping as he comes off the field. He's been replaced by Stormo. But two great runs.
7:40, well, clock running 7:41, 7:40, and so on. Fourth quarter, 32-7. Vista definitely threatening. There's a handoff.
Stormo,
right guard. And he gets the initial hole there very nicely, right?
Oh, wait a minute. I think that might have been Flores. Flores, 22.
All right. And that is, wow, nine yards, or do they count that as a 10?
I think they say that's first down, first and goal.
All right.
First and goal at about the 10.
So Vista just needs to put this in for a variety of reasons.
And a
variety tackle. Cialoi punches it in inside the 5.
About the 1. So he almost got his second touchdown of the game.
We're under 7 minutes.
At this point, I give it to Cialoi. Let him power it in. He's not easy to get back for a loss. Second and goal from the one.
Well, you don't want to get too fancy here.
That's what I say. Just give it to Cialoi. Let him bowl it in.
There's Cialoi.
And he bowls it in.
And...
oh, and the ball comes loose. Touchdown, Panthers! Who fell on the ball? Luzon! Cialoi was just about over the goal line. The ball came loose. He got into the end zone, but the ball was kicked around, and then Luzon fell on it for the touchdown.
Recovered by number 21.
So it is 32-13.
And there's the kick. It looks good. Oh, there's the flag. Well, it was good, but...
offside, false start. Oh. Got to try it again.
What? 32-13. 6 minutes, 14 seconds remaining. This is Division II in the San Diego State section of the CIF. That's the California Interscholastic Federation.
As you mentioned about four times now.
Yeah, but you never know. Your people will say,
you don't ever give the score. No, no, I'm talking about what CIF stands for.
Oh, well, they say, you don't tell me what it means.
I don't think anybody cares. Kick is up, and it's good.
Well, you got to say something, Eric.
That's true. Well, so it's 32-14.
Yeah, they haven't given them. There's the 14 on the scoreboard.
So, Vista makes it a little bit respectable.
You know, Eric, this is interesting. We said that the home crowd was not at all impressive. It got a little better. Well, it seems like a few of them have been left, but the Vista people are still here.
Well, yeah, the Vista's got a long... the people are going to take, you know, go home.
Yeah, this is nice support by Vista Panther fans.
Vista fans don't leave early. Yeah, it just doesn't happen.
You know, there's there's many nice things about basketball. One nice is you don't ever have to sit out in stands in a cold night. You're either inside or you're home.
Yeah.
And I hope you will, Eric will be helping when you can. Having webcasts of Vista Panther basketball, because I think they're going to be very good this year.
Oh, yeah.
28 wins last year. Probably, I don't know for sure, but probably more wins than they've ever had, even when they were CIF champs, because there was no state playoff then, for one thing. Eric, why don't you take us in
the home? Yes. DeJesus kicks it, and the ball comes out of the hands of the return man. He picks it up, goes out of bounds at about the 40, or well, where was that? 41? Lincoln, this could be their final possession of the game. At their 41-yard line. .6:13 remaining in the game, 32-14. Hornets over the Panthers. And we're just waiting. Oh, delay of game. Gosh, how does that happen? It's your first play of the series. You had all sorts of time on the sideline to get your play to the guys. Get them lined up. Get them ready so they know what they're going to run. How does that happen?
I don't know. Both these teams have had too many penalties, but...
that was bad.
Yeah.
All right. Handoff. Number 25, and he gets taken down for a loss. 25 being Cunningham. So that'll be about a 2-yard loss. Second and 17.
Oh, it looks like Lincoln's got maybe some of their reserves in, Eric.
Yeah, possibly.
And I look on the sidelines. I just did a quick count. There are too many of them. They're clustered together. But they must have seven or eight JV players at least.
Deep pass downfield, and that pass is about 5 yards overthrown. Seaver's got some speed, but he's got height, he's got speed, but, yeah, that was just well overthrown.
Well, they're still staying with Hartzog. They don't have a backup quarterback.
Yeah, Hartzog, yeah. And got a cannon for an arm, but that was overthrown. Third and 17 for the Hornets. Hartzog looking under pressure, throws, screen pass, and they're going to get the first down a lot more. Into the Vista 33-yard line. Wow. Third and 17, and they get a lot more. Clock runs down to 5:10.
It's about 32 yards.
Hartzog in the shotgun. Two backs in the backfield, two receivers left, one right. Handoff. No gain. Ball picked up by the Panthers. Ball's loose again. Picked up by the Panthers. Number 30 has the ball down to the 35-yard line of Lincoln. Now, one of the officials threw his hat down, which is usually where they're spotting something. I mean, he might have just thrown that down where the ball was loose, and it is just the ball.
Eric, I want to give credit to the Panther that made the initial tackle at 72.
Knocks the ball loose. Number 54, I think it was, came up with the ball.
I'm sorry. 72 is Javier Lashley.
All right. Well, the Panthers have the ball.
Xavier Lashley.
Yeah.
What yard line is that?
36. Timeout. Lincoln. Now, the odds of Vista making a comeback here are remote at best, but Lincoln's suddenly getting nervous because Vista's looking good. The first Panther who picked up the ball was one of the linemen. He lost the ball. It went forward, and then number 30 picked it up. Who's number 30? We don't have. That's the one that we don't have.
Darn.
We don't have. And he took it down to about the 36 of Lincoln before being taken down there. Looked like he might go all the way.
Well, you have to ask yourself the question, was it worth having this game? I guess it was for Vista.
Well, you know, it
one more chance to iron out a few kinks, although there were still a few kinks.
Yeah, it's like in college, they say, well, for a bowl game, you get that extra week or two of practice, and that helps your younger players for the next season. You can say the same thing for the Panthers here, that they got their guys from the JV that they brought up. They got some more work, so it definitely helps them. Wing T, handoff. I believe that was Cialoi going up the middle. Gaining about 3 or 4.
You are correct.
This is in a hurry up now. Second and 7. Handoff. Cialoi again. This time trying to go to the right side. Cuts back. He's got some room. Gets down inside the 20. At least I think. Let's see. It's hard to tell because there's all the players on the sideline plus on the plate. It's hard to see where the ball was.
12 yards.
Let's see where they spot this. Right at the 20. That's first and 10 Panthers. And they're in the hurry-up. Davies under center. Handoff. Stormall going around the right side, gaining about 8 or 9. All right. First and goal. They're saying it was inside the 10. Handoff. Cialoi going around the right side, fighting forward down to about the 1, the 2. Panthers are not giving up here. You know, this is almost the opposite of what you expected. You expected them to fold after going down 26 to nothing. Instead, they've kind of redoubled their efforts. And they're making a game out of this thing. Handoff, Cialoi, you're on the right side, fighting forward, fighting. Not going to get in. Down to about the 1. This will be 3rd and goal.
What, did he get a yard on that?
Got about a yard. So 3rd and goal from the 1.
Well, I hope they don't try the very same play. There's
timeout, Vista. Well, at this point, I'd go just Cialoi up the middle. You know, he's good for a yard almost every time. It's rare that you get Cialoi stopped for less than a yard.
Except they'll be expecting him to come, Eric. That's one aspect of this.
He's a tough kid. He's
he is
big and strong. Even when they're expecting him, you know, he's still hard to bring down. It usually takes 2 to 3 guys to stop him. You don't see many one-on-one tackles against Cialoi. Well, Vista took, I believe, what was their first time out of the half with 3:11 remaining. They're down 32-14. And they're playing hard.
Well, here they come, both teams. I'm sure Hornets would like to keep them out of the end zone.
All right. This will be 3rd and goal from the 1. Ball's loose! And it's going to be picked up by the Hornets. Unbelievable.
Well, Eric, does this tell you about this season?
That is this season in a nutshell. The snap to Davies slipped through his hands. He just went sliding back about 10 yards. Cialoi tried to fall on the ball. The ball slipped away from him, and there were nothing but green jerseys on the ball. Unbelievable. One of the Panthers is down at the goal line. One of the linemen, I believe. Boy.
And what did they put that at? The 5, maybe?
Around the 10.
Oh, the 10.
Yeah. Yeah, that ball just shot out of there. Yeah, number 55.
Oh, our center, yeah. 55 is... Well, I don't know who 55 is now. No?
Well.
And I'm sorry, apparently there was an updated version on maxpreps.com, and I didn't...
Didn't get it?
Didn't get it. I will, in the future, always check periodically to make sure.
All right. 3:07 remaining in the game. Hornets, Hartsog, hands off, up the middle, number 25 on that carry. Cunningham again, gains about a yard or two.
Looks like they're going to give him 2.
2nd and 8, 2:45 remaining in the game. Lincoln will move on. Hartsog, back to pass throws, hits number 11 in the left flat, close to a first down, maybe a yard short.
About a 7-yard gain, I would say.
So it'll bring up a third down and about two, I believe. Hartsog again in the shotgun. All but one or two plays have been out of the shotgun for these guys. Looking, throws, complete. And this is going for a long game. This could be a touchdown. This is a touchdown. Number 11, Jamaad Monroe got
what,
the ball.
What yard line was that on, the 15?
About 17. And that was just a pass to the left flat, and he beat the tackler and beat everybody else all the way down the sideline.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Eric. Compared to Lincoln, Vista just doesn't have any speed.
Not like that. No, they don't have speed like that. I mean, Tau is pretty fast. Hall's pretty fast. But what Vista has is more the bruising type of back. The guy who's just fast enough, but he's got strength, too. Going for two is Lincoln. Hand off. Cutting up the middle. PAT for two is good.
Well, they're close to their
average.
Their average.
Actually,
why are they allowing the clock to run, Eric?
That's a good question.
They took about 3 seconds off. It's now down to 1:39.
Moist air tonight. Get our papers nice and
wet. Yeah.
But yeah, so, okay, wait a minute. We're real close to their average score, 43-17. It's 40-14.
Well, if I were the Panthers, I would really be embarrassed. Be down there in the one-yard line.
Yeah.
Fumble the ball, and two plays later, they go 87 yards for a touchdown. Or 83, I guess.
Yeah. That was brutal. Tell you what, though, you know, just the teams that I've seen, Ramona would beat these guys. San Marcos would beat these guys. I'd say Rancho Bernardo would beat these guys.
Actually, Westview looks pretty good, but
that'd be, you know what? That'd be a game I would.
Well, they have lost two, and in one of them they gave up, what, 56 points or something?
The thing is, Lincoln's got a really good offense, but their defense is just not that great. They've given up a ton of yards to the Panthers here tonight. Tawa gets the ball at about the 18, out to the 30, and taken down at the 32. Kelly still limping. He's out there, but he's limping again. Well, 1:32 left in this one.
Well, we'll see if Vista can come up with anything. Over 60 yards to go over a touchdown.
Davies under center. Hands off. It is Flores fighting forward for about three.
How are you going to get a touchdown going up the middle like that, Eric? I don't understand.
You bring in Marshall Faulk from 1991?
I don't think they're allowed to do that.
Well, that would require a DeLorean with a flux capacitor.
Yep.
But Marshall's used to wearing red and black. Hall, off left guard, first down. Well, maybe not. Let's see here as I lean right.
I think about seven.
He's close. They're giving it to him, first down.
Oh, they are, okay.
59 seconds left and the clock rolls.
They got to go down to Otay Ranch.
Well.
Well.
More power to him. Davies, hands off. It is Hall up the right side. Hall taken down after a first down. Clock continues to run.
About 16 yards, I think.
And the scoreboard operator let another 3 extra seconds run off the clock. Now we got a flag.
Oh, great. Oh, great. This late in the game, Eric.
I don't know who that was on, but there's some unsportsmanlike conduct against Vista. Oh, on both teams.
Is that after the play, I hope?
Yes, it was. I think we had some comments that were probably inappropriate.
Oh, clock is running. Maybe we can get to, they're not even trying to score, Eric.
Well, they got Hall running down the left side. Gets out of bounds. Nope, he does not get out of bounds. The clock continues to run. That's a first down, so they stop the clock for that. I don't know if they're going to get another playoff. 15 points.
Was that Hall again? I think it was.
Yeah, it was. I don't think they're going to get the playoff. They call a timeout now. 11.5 seconds left in the game.
Well, with any luck, this will be the last play of the game, Eric, and of the year.
Last year, Vista went into the playoffs 3-7 and dominated Ramona.
Pulled a nice upset.
Well, they had, to me, that wasn't an upset because they had beaten Ramona earlier in the
year.
Well,
they weren't supposed to. That's right. And it was
Ramona at Ramona.
The second time they played them at Ramona.
And the first time it came down to midway through the fourth quarter before Vista pulled away. It was back and forth, a slugfest. Until midway through the fourth quarter, and then Vista pulled away, and just Vista's defense stopped Ramona, and their offense got another touchdown, and that was it. Game over.
Well, this game should have been closer.
But, yeah.
I don't think there's any way Vista would have won.
Statistically, this game was closer. Pass to the end zone for Tua. Touchdown, Panthers!
Wow. What yard line was that on?
That was about the 20 or 25. Tua gets the touchdown reception. Nice pass there by Davies, too. So it is now 40-20. .1 seconds left in this game. Kick. It is good.
Well, that's better.
So, that's respectable.
I'm going to call that an 18-yarder because as I add it up, I think that's about what that should be. Well, that's interesting. They started this season with a game in which they got way behind and scored on the last play of the game. This one, they're way behind and they score on, well,
the last offensive play.
They got to kick off. But the only way there would be an offensive play, I think, is if the ball was kicked out of bounds or a fair catch was called.
Yeah.
And then they would be able to. I certainly hope that there's no offensive play by
Lincoln. Well, Vista exceeded their own average score.
They did.
Onside kick. Oh, this is going to go back the other way. Touchdown. No, it's not. Nope, no touchdown there. So that is it. I can hear some sounds in the background.
Yeah, I can.
High-tech radio.
Game has just ended. Thank you so much. We're going to give a couple of remarks, and then that will be all.
So, 40-21, Lincoln over Vista. Vista came back in the fourth quarter and looked pretty good there.
All right. This is Bill Rupp saying thanks for listening to us, and join us for Vista High basketball very soon for Eric Rupp and Patricia Hartman, who does the fine technical work at home. Thanks for listening, and join us again. Thank you very much, and good evening.